I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We go to Fort Pierce, Florida, where police had to show up and break up a frozen biscuit beatdown. A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head with a bag full of frozen biscuits. And the Fort Pierce police showed up. The 25-year-old woman has a battery charge to her name now. And she said that, the guy that complained, the victim, told investigators he was struck in the head with the frozen biscuits. Now, do you like your biscuits with jam? Do you like biscuits covered in gravy? Or do you like an egg and sausage biscuit?
Oh, I like a sausage and egg biscuit. Not jam so much.
I can go
gravy,
jam.
But that's going to... Gravy, I'm going to fall asleep after I have the gravy, but I do like the gravy biscuits.
Yeah. So, cue the buttermilk biscuits from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
This guy got the beat down with the biscuits. And the woman says in her own defense, though, that she hit the man in the head by accident. She was trying to hit his girlfriend with the biscuits because she says the woman kicked her in the side, but there was no sign of any injury. She swung the bag of biscuits to hit her, but accidentally hit him.
Okay. Well, we're going to stay with a food theme here. We're going to go to a McDonald's at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to stay in Florida. You got these two guys, both 20 years old, who come to the drive-thru at 4 o'clock in the morning. I guess this is a 24-hour McDonald's. Are a lot of McDonald's 24 hours now? Well, this one is. So they're in the drive-thru at 4 o'clock, and they're ordering a bunch of burgers. And the McDonald's people are saying, well, you know, here's what we got for burgers. We're really working on the breakfast right now, but here's what they got. So I guess what they gave them, they gave these two guys not the warmest burgers in the joint. Maybe they were the burgers left over from last night. I'm not sure.
Sitting under the warmer for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you can expect burger-wise at 4 o'clock in the morning at McDonald's, but these guys did. So they get their burgers, and they put their hands on the burgers, and they're like, these things are cold, so they're in the drive-thru, and they decided to pull out their pieces, and one of them says, I don't play about my food.
Uh-oh.
Now, you warm these up right now. And so I guess they gave him the burgers back, and we'll wait here. So they're waiting at the drive-thru. Oh, sure, okay, we'll grab the bag of burgers and see what we can do about that. Of course, they go call 911, and within a couple of minutes, the cops are there at the drive-thru pulling these guys in.
And finally, we'll go all the way across the globe to the Indira Gandhi International Airport on Sunday, where an Indian man disguised as an 81-year-old man was caught trying to board a plane to New York with a fake passport. The man is 32 years old, and his name's Jayesh Patel, and he was dressed up to impersonate an 81-year-old man. He had a dyed white beard, large spectacles, and he had went through the initial security and immigration checks in a wheelchair, and then the officials, a couple of them, started looking at him. They said, you know what? He definitely doesn't look 80 years old. He's got the skin of a much, much, much younger person. And so that was the first thing that tipped him off. And then they said, well, you know, can you do this? And then he said, nah, I'm too old to stand. And then they asked for some documentation, and he pulled out a thing that said he was born on February 1st, 1938, in Delhi. But they kept questioning the man because his skin looked so good. They said, no, there's something. How do you look? You don't look 81.
And he's Botoxing.
You don't look 81 years old. Have you been hitting the Botox or what? And he finally gave up the gig and said, you know what? I was planning to travel to the U.S. for a job. And I thought, and then he said he thought he would have gotten a visa easier if he pretended to be an old man. But I say, hey, you show up on the job market and you tell them you're 81, but you got the body and moves of a 32-year-old, you're getting hired.
I can't believe it's news.